Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us at AM 950, 95.7 FM and the Radio.com app. Welcoming in one of our regulars in the sports bar, MSG's Brian Duff, who had the chance to speak with Jason Bottrell this morning. Brian, how are you?
Well, I'm good, and it's clearly appropriate that I'm in the sports bar because that's where Ralph Kruger talked about being in Buffalo.
How great is that story?
It's perfect, isn't it? And I'll tell you what, the one thing, as he told the story, I literally just had this, a feeling of failure. Like, my instincts are often just go out and have a good time. Like, why did I not pick that day to just be like randomly in downtown Buffalo and somehow end up sitting on a bar stool next to the future coach of the Sabres? Oh, what a story that would have been to tell.
Brian, even if you recognized him, and chances are you probably wouldn't, did anybody spot him? Tell us a little bit more about that story.
I've not heard that, and obviously Ralph isn't in town, but I think, hopefully we get an opportunity to enjoy some one-on-one time when he gets here, just from our business standpoint and conducting one-on-one interview with him. But, I don't know whether he had any sort of disguise going on. But I do think it's really cool on his part to just kind of want to soak in the city that way. Look, he's been all around the world. He's a medium to small market city kind of guy. So it's understandable that that's not a surprise based on where he's been over the course of his career and, being born in Winnipeg. It fits that profile too. It was a different little nugget from an introductory press conference than what we're used to, right?
Yeah, it was a great story. Brian Duff, MSG, joining us here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. So you had the chance to speak with Jason Bottrell this morning, and boy, the first thing I noticed, his tone was way different than it was from the end of the season. What do you think? What was your takeaway from and his feeling on the hiring of Ralph Kruger?
Well, I think, based on the fact that we had a chance to speak with him before he did his, scrum for the media, I thought he was very forthcoming and, didn't really require any extra prodding to get some good details. If you're to try to analyze that, and not that I'm really doing that, but I think when someone is speaking confidently like that and divulging stuff, it tends to mean they're in a good place about what has transpired and where they are going, as it pertains to a situation like this. So, and look, that's not uncommon, clearly. Rare would be the times when a sports organization trotted out news like this and appeared downtrodden at the same time. It is what it is. But I do think the fact that he on his own, without my prodding at all, referenced the fact that he had discussions with him a couple of years ago. These are all things that just kind of, planted the seed of and helped tell the story as to why Kruger would be a person of interest for the Sabres in this position. And look, I don't know how you guys were feeling about it, the process and how it was unfolding. But the fact of the matter is, there were a number of different candidates' names that were real and or floated through this process. And obviously Pierre LeBrun talked about the fact that they conducted at least 7 different interviews. But I think there were far more names than that ultimately out there. And again, that's real or imagined. But I think based on where the Sabres have been, and everything that they still need from a roster standpoint, I found that it was kind of hard to get super excited about any one candidate.
Yeah.
So I'm sure if I was to really sit down and think about how I thought about all the guys, whether it was Dave Tippett or Granberg in Sweden or, you know, insert college coach name here, I think what's happened in the last 8 years certainly makes it a little tougher to get really excited about one particular name. So I'll admit, like, there were times in the last 3 or 4 weeks and Kruger's name had come up. You know, he doesn't have the dominant NHL track record. He's had nice moments internationally. But again, those are small, shorter, I should say, tournaments, not smaller in magnitude. Certainly they're big for those that are living in those moments. But I think as it came around today, I was just more not necessarily won over, because I don't want to make it appear that way, but I feel better about who they've hired today based on what I've heard from Bottrell, what I heard from Kruger, and, you know, my own kind of, how would you say it, just piecing it all together after all this time, you know, where they could have ended up to where they actually are. I like it.
MSG's Brian Duff, he's your Sabres host, joining us here in the sports bar. Come to find out, there's a connection between Kruger and Jason Bottrell. There's always a connection, Brian. How did these two men have their paths cross?
Well, you mean the fifth grade teaching assignment?
Interesting,
that,
right?
It's funny because that was not the answer I was expecting, but given that Jason's dad has been involved with Hockey Canada, you know, from the team psychologist standpoint, and his father has done extensive work with a number of NHL teams as well over the years. Just the whole Hockey Canada, international hockey, the inevitability that they had significant, you know, crossing of paths at some point in their hockey careers is where I was going with that. So when it was that, again, a funny little story about, yeah, my dad taught him in fifth grade in Winnipeg, you know, it just kind of pulls it all in. But as Jason was quick to say, like, it wasn't like there was then this longstanding family history of, you know, of a real meaningful connection. But look, hockey is a small community. These types of things usually appear because of the game itself. Not geography and other jobs that people have held, but you know, it's just when you I guess the least surprising thing to anybody listening from our market in Western New York and, you know, Buffalo, Rochester, and often 1 degree of separation, everybody knows everybody. I'm sure it's a similar feeling for anybody that grew up in Winnipeg. You know, most people would know each other, so it wasn't a surprise that two people. Three, if you include Jason, but Jason is dad and Ralph, you know, people that spent their life in hockey, it would have been shocking if at some point they hadn't crossed paths in Winnipeg and then throughout their journey.
Duffer, we heard Bottrell mention that Kruger wanted to be in Buffalo. Easier to hire someone who's enthusiastic about the move, but also suggests that maybe there were some other candidates out there that couldn't be sold on the benefits of coaching the Sabres. Do you think that there was a candidate or two out there that might have passed on the job before Kruger ultimately agreed to it?
That's a tough one for me to answer. I'd be guessing on that. I mean, obviously a lot of people felt like maybe Todd McClellan could have been, you know, leveraging his West Coast situation by, you know, interviewing with the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's pure speculation. I don't know. I mean, here's how I would look at it. And quite honestly, I live this experience and I'm so thankful for it. Like, I look at my job and think that there's 31, soon to be 32 NHL teams. And the fact that I get to do the job that I do on a home, you know, on a home and away broadcast for one of those 32 teams, I'm incredibly, you know, thankful and fortunate to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people would just kind of go through the motions of seeking a coaching job in what is a real rare opportunity worldwide to land one of the 32 spots in the National Hockey League. Like, I don't know what the benefit would be. You know, yes, as I mentioned, the McClellan thing, and again, it's pie-in-the-sky stuff from other people as to whether he was leveraging a situation. If you're a super hot commodity and you're interviewing for a half dozen teams, I get it. But still, the interest that should be there based on how limited these opportunities are, I look at this and think that anybody that walked through the doors and interviewed with Bottrell, whether it was here in Buffalo or whether he was doing any of that business while he was over at the Worlds, how could you go through that and not want the job at the end of the day?
Brian Duff, our guest here in the Sports Bar. We know Kruger will join Bottrell next week in Europe. They have a chance to speak to Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart. It's the connection with Carolina when Kruger was in Carolina a few years back. Do we know if there's a pre-existing relationship between Kruger and Jeff Skinner?
No, I asked Jason about that, and that didn't seem to be the case. But what was more important for Jason to stress, and I think that really came across from Ralph Kruger today, was the desire to get the introductions and meetings and understandings of all players on the go, like get it going right away, which is why he's eager to be there at the Worlds next week to get to meet Reinhart and Eichel and sit down with them and understand where they're at in their careers and where they want to get to and how they're going to work best at that. And that seems to be the same thing with Skinner, which is why Bottrell was anxious to, again, further that process along and get the negotiations continuing, if not amping up, because they now have a coach in place. So, again, who knows how many other connections Kruger has within the game that will, like, again, there's just, it's so easy to find a way to connect the dots with people over the years in the game. And I honestly, like, for me, another thing that, from a personal standpoint, how, you know, my journey has kind of gone. Like, I feel like I'm better in my position in my career because of the amount of times that I've been willing to relocate, take on new challenges, and, you know, learn from not only the job itself, but the life experiences you get from the different markets that you live in. Mm-hmm. So back to that first answer about Kruger and kind of why I, you know, felt kind of comfortable at the end of today was just, you know, when you're trying to absorb everything that he's been a part of and chosen to go through, like, I look at this as an incredibly well-rounded person who, because of all of that, is probably really well-positioned to help a group. And we don't know what the whole group is going to look like come the fall. I get that. There's still more change to happen. But this group needs someone that can understand where they've come from and where they want to get to. And given that he's lived an awful lot of that, I love what was said about him before, terrific communicator, and what he said today, listening is the most important thing. I can't tell you how much that makes me happy. If that is ultimately one of his greatest assets, is to come in and listen, then I hope that every single player and every person in that hockey operations department embraces that, because there still needs to be clearly an airing out of whatever has ailed them to get to the right place. And you need to have terrific communication, in my opinion, to accomplish that. And so I'm all in on his skills when it comes to that front.
One of our regulars here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, MSG's Brian Duff, joining us to talk about the Buffalo Sabres' new head coach, Ralph Kruger. Now, Brian, I know a little bit was mentioned about this during the Bottrell's press conference. I don't know how much communication was happening between Bottrell and Housley. I'm sure there was some in terms of Bottrell wanting to acquire a player, trade a player, you know, mm-hmm. getting input from the head coach, you know. It's his roster. He's in control of the roster. Is that communication going to continue? Will Kruger have a little bit more of a say in terms of, you know, what do we need on this roster? The dialogue that happens between the front office and the head coach, will that change with this hire?
I don't think it's changing. I just think people are different, and I think it's clear from how Kruger communicated today and from what we saw before, like, and this is not a slight, and my goodness, we are all wired differently and we all handle situations differently. But Phil Housley was not seemingly the most comfortable sitting in front of the media, discussing an awful lot of things out in the open. And I don't know what he was like behind the scenes with Bottrell and within the group that is the Hockey Operations Department. But what you can clearly take from today and how Bottrell explained his dealings with Kruger from 2 years ago and how the conversation just flowed from the outset this time around, that I think there will simply be more of an ease of the dialogue that needs to happen between coach and general manager, and a comfort level in one person, in this case Kruger, probably not being shy in sharing his opinions. And again, I can't say with any validity that Housley didn't share or was restricted in any way of doing so. I just think, from a communication standpoint, there seems to be a really good fit here between these two gentlemen. And that's what we're speaking about today. And it's not just the two of them, because clearly Randy Sexton and Steve Greeley play a big role in all of this. Who, by the way, we've learned and enjoyed how good they've been at communicating with us in their time in the Sabres organization too. So to me, it all fits from that standpoint. And again, if you can share the tougher commentary, the harsh assessments of how players maybe aren't fitting and in and or doing what needs to be done, you've got to be open to having those tough conversations. And so again, I take it back to the something that Kruger was lauded for before this opportunity came up, and that was, you know, his ability to communicate not only with players, but clearly, I mean, if you're looking at his long resume of things that he's done in the world, you can't take part in global things like he's taken part in and not be really, really good at everything we've talked about: listening, communicating, speaking your mind, speaking intelligently, speaking articulately. Like this, that's why I think you were, you know, going down that path with that question, and I asked it too, you know, of Bottrell this morning, and again, I think it stands to be better just based on how comfortable these people are now dealing with one another.
Brian Duff, our guest here, in that press conference, we heard Chris Taylor's name come up, and it sure seems like he's part of the organization's development plan. Brian, is it safe to assume that the Amerks will have their head coach back for next season?
Good question. I don't know yet. I think I didn't dispute Jason's press conference assessment that Chris really is all in on being a head coach at the moment. And mm-hmm. I think that was very clear at the end of the season when the playoffs were done. And if it was a smokescreen on Taylor's part, then I would say he executed to perfection. But honestly, he looked like a guy that could not wait to get things back in the form of back on the ice, back at training camp, and let's continue where we left off and get better. I really think, I felt all along for whatever reason, and this is not based on any one moment in playoffs or anything to that extent of not winning in the playoffs in the past 2 years, my gut always just felt like, well, I could see Chris being elevated into an assistant's role under a more experienced guy, or I could definitely see him spending more time as head coach in the AHL, because I think he could stand to benefit from it only because of his appetite for wanting to deliver even more with Rochester. So I think that hunger is still there for Chris, and you're right. He still sounds like a very significant part of this organization. And I'll tell you what, you know, I don't know if you had a chance to, like, we posted an article yesterday on Sabres.com, long form, my conversation with Randy Sexton about this coming summer and about next season. And granted, it's at the early stage to do this, but there is a lot of work potentially to be done by Sexton to fill this roster to be at a level even close to where the Amerks were this year. And that's based on how many players could, emphasis on that word, jump up, challenge, and or grab a spot with the Sabres. Mm-hmm. Because if the top talents leave, like, I don't know what we're going to see for the Amerks based on the fact that they don't have another wave of, you know, recent, within the last couple of year, draft picks ready to step right in. They have a lot of guys who are still committed over in Europe. The blue line looks pretty good. The goaltending's really interesting based on the youth, potentially, of a, you know, who knows, a Johansson and Lucan in tandem. But I was thinking today, like, are they going to have to go, like, old school IHL and just, like, overpay some top AHL-level scorers, you know, to come in and fill that void if the likes of Olesons and Nylanders and Thompsons and, all, you know, those guys are up with the NHL club. So, you know, the beauty is that they can definitely bring in veteran guys. They've certainly not been reluctant to do that in the past. It's just it'll be really interesting to see how this offseason unfolds and what type of skill they can bring in at the forward position. And as Randy said in the article, you know, organizationally they have not met on this exact topic yet. So do they bring in veteran guys ahead of time that will likely kind of bridge the gap at the NHL level, and thus the kids will spend more time in Rochester? Or do they assume that the kids are going to, you know, barge the door down? Do you reserve those spots for them and take a different approach with the AHL squad? So there's an awful lot to unfold, but it makes for an exciting time, obviously.
Brian Duff, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, always gracious with his time. And you mentioned the story with Randy Sexton at BuffaloSabres.com. Let our audience know, Brian, what else are you working on? Any other stories in the pipeline that you got coming up?
It's been a busy couple of days, obviously, just putting a wrap on the conversation with Randy and then, you know, kind of some immediate reaction, both video and written content today as it pertained to Kruger. I mean, now it's just about getting focused on the combine, obviously, which has become a Buffalo staple the last few years and hopefully in the years to come. So that presents an opportunity to speak to some of the, you know, not just the high prospects, but, you know, you start the guessing game of who's going to be potentially available for Buffalo, not only in the seven position, but late in the first round. And it's certainly, you know, I think right now, it feels like the Sabres would be inclined to use both their first-round picks as opposed to trading one away. But, you know, so that's always an interesting and fun time. And then it's just gearing up for the draft in Vancouver. And immediately following that, you've got development camp. So as much as there's downtime comparative to a regular season ongoing, there's still an awful lot to pay attention to. And today was good in that regard, right? I mean, it just gives a little more clarity. And then you start, not unlike when you get one player added to the mix, then you start looking at, okay, well, what dominoes could fall next? And obviously, and unfortunately, a development for the Sabres has become off-season surgeries / injuries with Brandon Montour coming home, and we don't have the timetable yet on his return from the Worlds due to injury. Bottrell said that they would have an update on that later in the week. But the fact you've got Bogosian and Pilot and Lukanen all experiencing off-season surgeries that can prevent them from being ready for the start of the season. So, again, these are happenings that will ultimately could and likely will ultimately affect the, you know, the start of training camp, if not the start of the regular season.
Brian, I don't want to wish away my summer. We work too hard for the summers here, but, boy, I'm looking forward to camp in October. Brian, a lot happening here. Appreciate your time today.
Guys, summer is not coming. Clearly.
No.
Like, it is not resembling late spring.
I think summer is coming. I just think spring is a myth. I don't think spring is a real season. It doesn't really happen.
Yeah, you might be right on that. We'll have to crunch some numbers. Get
love
to
it.
The analytics department on that.
I love it. Duffer, enjoy your time. We'll talk to you again real soon, bud.
Sounds good. Take care.
You got it. Brian Duff, MSG, joining us in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, one of our regulars, and making us all smarter Sabres fans. We all know a little bit more now about Ralph Kruger. And listen, if Duffer's feeling good about it, then I feel a little bit better about it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was interesting to hear Duffer talk about the communication, how Phil Housley didn't come across as comfortable speaking to the media, which would lead you to wonder, was he comfortable in other situations that comes with that job? So if you missed that, we'll have that in its entirety up on our website later tonight.
Yeah, ESPNRochester.com, the radio.com app. I'll work to get that up for you and on demand shortly here so you can enjoy it at your leisure. We've got takes on the way next in the Sports Bar. Gene, I've got a non-sports take and I've got a sports take.
I'm going to rip off Bill Simmons, former ESPN writer, now doing his own thing, but he has a correct take. Go back to the lottery last night. This has never happened before in the NBA, not to my knowledge, but Zion Williamson should be the first player to do this, in my opinion. And also a story that I think, well, particularly if he plays well tomorrow, John Daly and the use of a cart, and everybody's dissecting, was Tiger Woods serious? Was it tongue-in-cheek? I'm just going to talk about Daly. I don't think he has any business being out there.
I have a reason for Buffalo Bills fans to just relish in glory right now. Even though the Bills aren't in the news today, there's a reason why you should feel good about being a Buffalo Bills fan.
Well, they were not the Jets.
That's right. Well, one of the reasons why. Yeah. We'll get into that more. I'll drink to that. Some takes on the way next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.